time of the week again. Prepare yourself for the Surveyors of Saws, the Sultans of Spaghetti, the whispers in your ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What's Your Spaghetti Policy Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Alex and Jacob.
How you doing there, E?
Doing good there, bud. You got a little accent there now, huh?
Yeah, there, bud.
You go up north for a while and you get a little accent there. Uh-huh. Huh?
It's no worries, man. It's no worries.
I think I'm doing more of a Wisconsin. I don't know. I've never been up
north.
It's
similar. It's very similar, I will tell you.
Oof. That's because they live right next to each other. So like nationally.
No, they do not. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is like right there, dude.
It is not close to. No, I was above like North Dakota.
I mean, yeah, you're on the other side, you know, you're a little bit further down.
I was on the northern side of the Rocky Mountains. There's
like, okay, so
the Rocky
like,
Mountains are in Colorado. Shout out to
Washington.
Tim,
you're mm-hmm. There's Washington. Mm-hmm. Then you got, what's right beside it? Like Wisconsin, right?
Idaho.
Idaho. Is and Idaho then, like a touch in the top? Is it top? Is it a top touch?
No, that's Montana.
Montana. Everybody forgets about Montana because like the fuck's ever coming
and
from
Montana?
And
then there's Colorado so, and then North Dakota.
Joe Montana. So
yeah, the quarterback
was
there.
He from Montana? Did they call him Joe Montana because he was from Montana?
No, it's just his last name.
Fucking liars.
Was Johnny Utah from Utah?
I think that if you have the name Tony Montana,
but it's a different person completely.
Oh shit, no, Tony Montana was from Scarface. Yeah, dude. I NPR,
Al Pacino.
I mean, there's a whole there was about some ladies writing a book about Scarface, but it's like from the perspective of not Scarface. But I don't know. So he's on my mind. Who mm-hmm. are we talking about? Joe Montana, that's right.
Well, we were talking about Canada.
Yeah. We're talking about the fact that like Canada, man, that's got to be crazy. Man.
Look at a map, dude. Like, I don't think you realize how far away I was from you.
Like, you were just like a few hours, dude. Like a little drive.
Yeah, just a few hours. Like I was close to it was so weird. I was like in Tim's time zone and then like he fucks off to like Dallas or somewhere.
He was like, he's coming up here. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta get out of this
country. I mean, I wasn't that close, but
he's gonna be too close to me.
I wasn't that close, but
okay, yeah. Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin's like right there. Yeah, he's okay. I'm not stupid. No,
so
Wyoming. Was I saying Wyoming?
No, you said Wisconsin. I think you were confusing it with Wyoming.
Probably. It's got the cheese.
Yeah. That's Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Anyways, how you doing there, Pod?
I do good, man. More importantly, how are you? You know, you fought a bear, I heard.
I'm fucking great. I've been back for a little bit, but it's been a while since we've recorded. Like almost 2 weeks. Yeah. Two weeks there.
It's been 15 days as of our recording day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the longest we've gone? I mean, I know like a couple times when I go on vacation, we'll record a couple, but it feels like the longest.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. It didn't feel like that long though.
It's felt so long, so long.
I mean, it feels like almost gone for a month. Talk to you. Yeah. It feels like we haven't got to talk or have a conversation.
I mean, like we played Hunt and stuff, but like, I've not really talked about it. Cause I was like, well, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. So there's no point in like just doing it. So, I mean, I guess just sit back, grab a drink. Let me get a drink of water. Sit back. Let me tell you, I got some stories for you.
Yeah, dude, and not just your stories, but like we got so much to talk about today.
We may not even like get to those.
Probably not. Honestly, it'll just be an hour long you talking about Canada.
Basically, yeah. So anyways, you know, it's expensive to fly. I don't know if you know this.
I've heard.
So we decided that we were going to drive from where we live to Atlanta. That's a 3-hour drive. And then we rented a car. We parked our cars at our airport, rented a car, drove the car to Atlanta. And then we were going to fly out from Atlanta straight to Calgary. We got pulled over.
You didn't tell me that, dude. Hell yeah.
Not driving. My father-in-law was driving and he got pulled over and it was a state trooper. It was like
that's the worst to get pulled
over
by.
Well, it was like right in Chattanooga. So we're like, we're almost in Georgia. and they were doing construction, and we had like just like right before the construction zone. And then so luckily, you know, we've got this van that we have rented, and I mean, he was going too fast. He was going 80 in what was basically a 40.
Good Lord,
Not
dude.
normally a 40. It's not normally a 40, but it was a construction zone. But the construction didn't
Oh.
start for 2 days. So like they were pulling people over to let them know, hey, you're going too fast.
Oh, okay.
And
Phew.
like luckily, all of us were in the car. And then he's like, you know, hey, you know, he's like, where are you going? He's like, oh, we're going to the airport. You know, we're fixing to go on vacation. And I think the guy was like, oh, like he's with his family, like they're going on vacation. I'm gonna be nice. And
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give him a
Yeah.
ticket. So we didn't get a ticket. And then like we went through a back road, and then like oh, it was just like normal Atlanta traffic or whatever. And everything was fine. And then we get to the airport, we had to turn the car in, and we go to the Delta line to check in. This
Okay.
is okay, this is on the way there.
All right.
And they tell us that you're at the wrong gate. And my father-in-law was like, no, I booked through Delta. He's like a Delta, like SkyMiles, like platinum member or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you're through WestJet.
Okay, but I have my ticket says Delta on it, you know?
Right.
It's like it says
So it's like, oh
Delta here.
no. So then they explain like, okay, here's what happened. So like, you know, WestJet rents out that terminal from Delta. Delta owns that gate. And so WestJet or whatever. So basically, in a roundabout way, in layman's terms, Delta sold our flight to WestJet.
They should
And
have
it's
fucking
off
told you, you know? Like, hey, give me
whatever.
a heads up
So
there, bud.
what sucks is that like we were already kind of pressed on time. We weren't late, but like there was traffic and then turning and like just like anyways. So we go to the WestJet, and it's like and it was because we were in the international terminal. If you know anything about Atlanta, like you have to take the plane train, you have to go, whatever. There's like seven people behind this desk, and there's nobody in line, which is kind of concerning. You're like,
I mean, I would see it as like, hey, hell yeah,
either
dude.
we're really early or there's no flight.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true too. Yeah. Which one was it? Was it, were you really
I
early?
nothing. It was fine. They looked through it all, and they're like, oh yeah, here's your flight, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. It took them forever. And it was just like, is this your first day on the job? Because like, why is this taking so long to just check in luggage and all that stuff? They check our bags, whatever. You know, we fly to Calgary. It's no big deal. We get to Calgary. It's cold, but it's not like cold like it is here. Like, yes, guys, it's cold in Canada. It snows in Canada, but the thing that makes it cold where we live is the wind. There's
Yeah.
like no wind. So, you know, everything's in fucking metric up there. And like, I don't know the conversion rate. I don't know what.
That's the thing is I don't understand
I
metric. Like I wish that
don't.
I could because I mean for by all accounts like it's fine. I heard that baking isn't as good in whatever, but yeah, I just don't understand. I can my brain cannot comprehend what
All I know
300
is that.
milliliters is.
Well,
Okay, I
all I
don't
know is
know.
that 0 degrees is 32, 0 degrees Celsius is 32
It's
degrees
freezing.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, I mean, honestly, that makes sense to me.
That, yeah. Well,
Zero degrees. Well,
I mean,
you were fed that
yeah.
fucking American propaganda bullshit. See,
Dude, it's so
America,
stupid,
dude, America
man.
tried in the 70s to move over to metric, and they gave up like 2 years into it. And they were just like, no, fuck this. We're going to stick with this bullshit that doesn't
I
mean
mean,
this. There's
yeah,
only
because
two, countries in the world that use the fucking non-metric system. It's
it's us.
like
We're number one,
it's us
baby.
and like Sri Lanka or some
Like
nonsense.
Laos or something, I don't
Yeah,
know.
it's something weird. And they also everything is, you know, in kilometers instead of miles. So and
Again, I don't know
that
how it
conversion is a little
works.
easier. I think it's like divide you like divide it by 6, multiply by 10, I think.
I don't
Something
know,
like
but
that.
my speedometer has kilometers, so I'm
Right.
good, you
Well,
know.
yeah, and then all of theirs are like basically like Canadian. They're like the Canadian version. There's no miles per hour on the car that we had. It was all kilometers. Anyway, so we get to like Calgary, and it's like 6 degrees, but that's 6 degrees.
So it's a nice balmy 38 degrees. Okay.
Something like that. Yes,
Fahrenheit.
it's
Yeah.
not too bad, but there's snow everywhere. Like there's just snow. Like it just exists. It's a thing. It's like a tree. Like a tree. It's just there. And like we didn't really experience like a lot of, I'm actually skipping ahead here, but like there is a misconception that Americans have been programmed about Canadians, right? There's a couple of things. Do you know what one of them is?
They're nice.
That
They're
is one.
not nice.
That's one of them, is that they're overly nice people.
Okay.
The second one is that they say A all the time,
Okay.
right? And I had just got done telling my in-laws, like, hey, guys, like, they don't really say that all the time. It's like they do say it, but like, it's not, we've been like, we make fun of them, and like a boot, like, they don't say, they say about, but it's like about, it has like
Yeah,
an accent, like it's got a slang on it.
we only know them for the SNL skits where it's like,
Correct. Yes. The Bob and Doug McKenzie thing, where it's like,
yeah.
hey, yeah, well, you, oh, let's go play hockey. Eh? Like, that's how we
Yeah.
think they
How we open
sound.
the pod. Yeah.
That's how we think they
Yeah.
sound. And now, full disclaimer, there are people there that sound exactly like that.
Well, I mean, it's like the rednecks, like, yeah,
Correct.
there's 100% people. I grew up with people who talk like that. I talk like that sometimes, and I unintentionally, like, it just happens sometimes.
Yes. But, I say all this stuff, whatever. And so, like, where we were, full disclosure, I keep disappearing in my new background here.
Yeah, and it throws me off a little bit, but it's fine.
Here,
It's
how about
good.
that? Maybe that'll work. What was I talking about? Oh, we were in first class. Okay, listen.
Damn, dude. Whoa.
Whoa, dude. Whoa.
Whoa,
I
we're
know
gonna get canceled because you have too much money
I'm gonna
now.
get flam. I'm gonna get flambasted.
You got Taylor Swift over here, huh? Like, how much
I
jet fuel you just dump into the
So
atmosphere?
there's this
Great. Good
lady.
job.
There's this lady and this man that were behind us. They were like literally right behind us. And like the funny thing about first class is it's like just a fucking curtain that separates
Just
you. It's
yeah.
so like dumb.
It's so elitist, is what it is.
It
It was
really is.
like, hey,
I
this
mean,
piece of fabric, this is the only thing from you peasants right now. It's
there
like,
were 3 rows of first class, and there's five of us. So it tells you we took up over half of it. And it's just like, we didn't fit in, I'm in basketball shorts and a hoodie, and like, Zoe's 6 years old, whatever. So Zoe sits with me. We split it up because it was two, two, and one. So Christina got to sit up in front, not up front, but like in front of us. But anyways, there's this couple behind us, and unbeknownst to me, whatever. Zoe luckily has been her whole life and an absolute amazing traveler. I guess it's just because we've always just traveled and taken her with us. So she, it's not like her first time on a plane. Like, she's great. She got her iPad. She doesn't make a lot of noise. She's not like unruly, all these things. So like, anyways, I'm explaining, like we're about to land, whatever. And then like, we land, and we have to go through customs. And then the first lady we talked to, she's not real, she's Canadian, but like, you can't really decipher the accent when she's like, well, hi, how are you? Like, what are you doing? Like, what brings you to Canada? It's like, oh, we're going to Banff. And she's like, oh, that's fun. Have you ever been there before? Like, these are the questions they ask you when you're going to another country, Jacob. I know you've never experienced customs.
Nope, never will probably.
And they just ask you all these questions. And it's just more of like, why are you here? How long do you plan on staying? That sort of thing.
I'm here to murder somebody. I guess
When
you
you're
don't
when,
say
no, when you're
that.
when you're leaving, they'll ask you if you're like checking, are you bringing any vegetables, any live animals, any, they ask you all these like weird questions, and it's just like, I'm just gonna tell you no, and like, you're not gonna check, you're not gonna check my bag. But anyways, so we're walking through, and we go to baggage claim, right?
Yeah,
And
yeah.
I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, I'm waiting on my bags, and this lady walks up behind me.
Oh God, I'm
I'm
scared. No.
I have no idea who this lady is. And she walks up, and she, like, Zoe's standing beside me. Like, she's finally getting to move around and stuff.
Oh gosh,
And
she thinks you trafficked her or something.
she walks up to me. She's in sandals and like a small sweater, and like base, like, I don't, like, you could see her calves, but like her knees, from her knees up, are covered. So she's in like spring gear, or what
Yeah.
is spring gear for a Canadian person. And she goes, she's like, how old's your daughter? She's awful precocious there, eh? And I'm just like,
Holy shit. You got the full on Canadian welcome. They were like, hey, let's hit this guy with as much Canadian as we possibly can. His first interaction
like
in
my
Canada.
actual, like, sit, like, first, like, real Canadian interaction is with the most stereotypical Canadian lady I've like you could have possibly come across.
Your father-in-law just walks up. He's like, "You told us they didn't do that.
No,
what the hell? You lied to our faces,
So
bro."
he travels with a CPAP, so they have to like actually search that bag, right?
Make sure it's not a bomb.
So they were back behind me. So it was just me and Zoe, and like, just like, I mean, do you know what precocious means?
I have, no idea, actually. I'm not going to sit here. If it's the year of growth, I'm not going to try and pretend that I know what it means. I assume that it's something like you're looking comfy. I don't know.
Precocious means like advanced age, like beyond your age. So she's 6 years old, and she was saying that Zoe is
Oh,
acting
I thought she
like,
was calling you look old as shit.
No,
It's
no,
like to
she
you.
was saying that Zoe was acting more better than her age would like lead you to believe. And I'm like,
she's being well behaved,
basically, yeah, like she's such a well behaved precocious child. And I'm just like, I just got this stupid grin, like, of course, like, you know, of course this is the interaction. And I'm talking to her, and like we're just like, you know, small talk, waiting on the luggage. And she's like, so what brings you to Calgary? You know, literally, what brings you to Calgary? And I'm like, oh, you know, we're going up to Banff and stuff. And she's like, you know, she's like, where'd you fly in from? And I'm like, we flew in from Knoxville. And she's like, oh, she's like, you're not from here? And I'm like, no. She's like, oh, I'm not picking up an accent at all. And I'm just like, are you my people? Because like, yes, obviously
have
I
found
do.
my family?
I do have, you know, this like harkens back to like early episodes where I was like, I don't have an accent. Like, yes, I have an accent, of course. But I do actively try to suppress that accent, and I just try to like speak like English, you know. But sometimes it slips out.
I mean, hey, you know.
But I was like, if you want to hear an accent, you know, go talk to my mother-in-law over there, because she's like real country, you know. And she was like, oh, you know, she's like, have you ever been to Banff? And like, we're talking about all this stuff, and she's like telling us all these places to eat, et cetera, et cetera. And I was like, just like a lovely, jolly conversation for like 15 minutes. And like, Christina's just like, oh my God, like you're not a person who just like actively talks to strangers, and like here you are just talking to this random person in Canada. Like of course, like that's storybook stuff. You know, we get our stuff, we go to the hotel, we
Canada
know
brings out the best in you, is what
it
is. It
really
does.
I mean, did you see those pictures? I was fucking glowing. I was so happy.
Yeah, you were having like a good time.
I was having like a good ass time.
I can't believe your wife photoshopped pants on you though. That's kind of crazy. She did a really good job, dude.
We'll get to that. But like, I'm in shorts that day, and then there's another guy in the airport in shorts, and I'm like, yes, these are my people. Like, hell yeah. You know, we sleep, whatever.
There's some guys playing hockey in the lobby, you know, they're like
everywhere I went, Jacob, there were hockey was on, hockey highlights, hockey was everywhere.
It's almost like they enjoy the sport or something, you know. It's
they,
like,
oh, we'll get to that. They don't just enjoy the sport.
Well, I mean, like, if you think about football and basketball here, you know, it's like, sorry, American football and basketball here. Like, it's if you go to like a restaurant, it's gonna be like a sport. Like, there's gonna be one of those two on the TV.
That is true. That's like ESPN or something like that's gonna be on. Yeah. Here it was sports
TSN?
News. TSN. Right? TSN was one of them, and then the other one was just like sporting news, I think.
I only know that from Letterkenny too. So.
Right. Yeah. So we end up like, we get breakfast at the hotel the next morning, and it's fine. You know, it's nothing special, nothing crazy. There's like standard eggs, bacon, smoothie. Like, I think Zoe got a thing of Fruit Loops, but they did not look like Fruit Loops. You know why they didn't look like Fruit Loops?
So are Fruit Loops?
Because they don't have insane food coloring and food dyes in their food.
How do they get all the flavors?
So they were different colors, but they were like, like not bright. They were
made out of like beet juice.
They were very
lemon,
they were like
peels for yellow.
It almost looked like off-brand faded like Fruit Loops. You couldn't see any of the white like sugar on the outside. There was probably no sugar on it. That sort of thing. And then like we drive to Banff, which is like an hour. And we stopped at this gas station that of course had a Tim Hortons in it, but it was like a First Nations like gas station. So it was like native, you know, just got some Timbits and that sort of thing. It was like weirdly enough, there was a casino like attached to it. So it was just like, oh, so it's just kind of like it is here with like, you know, the natives and stuff. And then we drive in a beautiful country on the way there, like real easy drive, you know, They had to have an avalanche the day before we got there. Killed a guy. That was a whole thing.
Damn, dude, that's scary. Don't like that, but I'm glad it happened before you got
19 year
there.
old. Well, Banff, this wasn't in Banff. This was in the town adjacent to Banff. And so we get there and we had an itinerary. So we're there for 3 days. And if anybody who knows like my family, like they're very plan oriented, like boom, 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 because we're trying to maximize our time there, but also like not overexert ourselves and just like constantly doing things. This is so like, we had some downtime here and there, whatever. And the first thing we eat lunch when we get there. First thing I gotta try, poutine. Right.
Okay, so tell me, so this is like a Canadian staple.
This is
It's
in Canada.
it is one of the things everybody talks about Canada. What are you gonna get? Poutine, right? Everybody's like, oh, you gotta get the poutine. It's like cheese curds, gravy, French fries, right? So is it worth the hype? Did it live up to the hype that they're always talking about?
No.
Damn, dude. Damn, dude.
Is it bad? No. I think that we found out later on that that specific thing, like the lady the last night in Banff, the lady was like, "Oh, you did it wrong. You're supposed to do it this way." And like you're supposed to do the fries and then the cheese curds and the gravy on top of the cheese curds, which then
That's
melts
how I
the
would have done it.
cheese.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
how I would have
mine
done
had the
it.
cheese curds on top of the gravy.
Oh no, yeah, it feels like you got
Didn't
shafted.
so it didn't do anything for me. I was just like, whatever. Like it was
Yeah,
fine.
like the
The
cheese.
gravy was good. Gravy was great. So like
Man,
two
I
days
do love
later
a
when
good brown gravy though.
so two
Oh
days
man, it's
later when I get like I don't even know what I got. I think I might have got chicken, like chicken tenders, chicken wings, maybe I got a burger. I don't know. I got something, but I got a side of fries and I just got on the side some dipping gravy.
Dude,
Cause
I
they
said,
just
see, that's how I would do it. It's like I would have it on the side. 'Cause I don't like soggy fries. That's the one thing that poutine's
They're
always turned me
crispy
off.
fries. All of their fries were very crispy.
Yeah, but if you dump gravy on top of that, you have to eat it super quick or else you're gonna end up with soggy fries at the end, you
Supposed to
know?
eat, yeah. I mean, I think it's meant to be eaten that way, though. The portion we got was like an appetizer portion, and it was just like, it was too much. It was too much. And it was like, we had a burger, like, it was fine. It was a fine meal for what we were eating. And then, like,
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, one of the places I was hyped about eating was there was this Italian restaurant that had the all you could eat bread bar.
Oh, that's right.
You
Yeah.
remember that?
Yeah. Shut down.
No,
Health
no,
inspection.
it was actually in it was the red, because like the way to describe Banff, right, is, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way because I don't want you to get the wrong picture, but it is sort of akin to if Gatlinburg wasn't Kearney,
Okay. Yeah.
but limited to like maybe three streets.
So, like, if Gatlinburg wasn't a tourist destination, it
If
was just like a
Gatlinburg
place that
wasn't
people
white
live.
trash,
Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. That's offensive. Like
but like
that
if you think like, cause like there's like it's real
No,
Kearney,
people know what you're
like
talking
right.
about. Like, yeah,
So
they have a Ferris wheel there. Okay, yeah.
there's a lot of rules in place in Banff that allow itself to keep it the way it is. It is a very quaint, very small town, like it's tranquil, it's peaceful, it's slow, it's quiet, and there's not a lot of actual people who live there. It's mostly tourists, and like a lot of the tourism stuff is not inside Banff. Banff is sort of the hub, and like you take a shuttle or you take whatever, and you're going to the mountains to ski, to snowboard, to tube, to
Yeah.
hike, to do all these things. It's surrounded by mountains, so like there's plenty of places to go, and you never feel overcrowded. I think the population is something like 5,000 people, like actual residents that live there. Another thing that they do is like you and I cannot buy houses. We cannot move to Banff because you must have a job before you are allowed to move in. They do that so that people, A, there's no homeless people that live there, and B, it's so that people don't go in and just buy all the property and then make it to where nobody can live
Oh, you mean like 60% of the homes in America being
there.
bought by corporations and being rent out to the American people? Like they just found a study that
Yeah.
showed that like Oh, the estimates they were shooting for like 20%, and it's actually like 44% of the homes in America currently are owned by like corporations and private
Correct.
realtors. Oh,
Correct.
yeah. That's
So
crazy. It's crazy that
now
happens.
I will also add this as an aside. The majority of the people that we interacted with, and the majority of the people that live in Banff, were not born in Banff and are not from this country, from that country. Ton of New Zealanders, ton of Australians, ton of people from the UK. And those people move in for, they get a visa, and they live there for 8 months, 9 months, a year. They work on these vacation places, and then they move back. So like, there's a lot of people there for the winter season. They may go back home, come back, whatever. So, but a lot of times this stuff is prearranged. So, and like one of the tourist ladies that we were, or tourism ladies that we talked to, that was like, she drove the shuttle bus that when we did like a little driving tour of like a bunch of places. She was telling us, she's like, yeah, she's like, I had this job. She was from Ottawa or maybe Toronto, which is like way across the other side of Canada. And she was like, I had it lined up before I moved out here. And I live now, this part's a little weird to me, but I guess like she's 20, so like this is nothing to her, right? So she basically packed up like two suitcases worth of shit, and then she moved into this house. It's like this, it's kind of what, for the way she described it, was like an apartment complex, but kind of like a dorm room, or like a door, like a dorm. And she said all of her coworkers live with her.
I mean, that's not unheard
Because the
of,
guy who owns the tourism company owns this house, and he uses that as a place to house people there. Now you can get into some weird stuff, because you can like basically get people with like entrapment. It's like, you can't leave. You have to work this job for 2 years, and then yeah, I'll
and
let
then
you
you're
stay here. But
in
if
the middle of the woods,
mountains. So like, you can get into like some scummy stuff like that. But while we're there, we also find out that Canada, again, very small sample size based off of 5 days in Canada, they tend to overcorrect on stuff. COVID was another example. Whether or not it's overcorrection or whatever, there's like what we did, and we see what they did is like, oh, that's a way they went way overboard with their, Australia was another one who was just like, no, we're locked down for like 2 years, right? So it seems like they did that. Now, I say the overcorrection because out of every, the biggest disappointment on the trip was the food, because I didn't think it, like, for it wasn't very good, right? It was nothing. It wasn't until the third day that we started to like find places that, oh, this is pretty good. Like, this is pretty good. So like, we had some, like the very last day we were there was actually in Edmonton. I had some fucking killer wings. Actually, the day before too, we stopped at a, like, Christina and I, like, we wanted to like spend some time, like let us, we're gonna leave Zoe with my in-laws. They're gonna stay in the cabin, and then or the lodge. It's not a cabin, it was a lodge, and we're gonna walk around Banff. And we ended up finding this kind of like hole in the wall, like on the other street, like where locals hang out, and got some killer wings that were very hot. They probably wouldn't have been hot for you, but they were very good. They were very tasty. It
Man,
was
I
like,
haven't had some spicy food in a
it
hot
was
minute,
made with
man.
local sauce.
Oh yeah, not
So
super hard to do, but I mean, it's still good,
right, but like, it was like they only sold it in like local grocery stores, so that was really cool. But like, it took a while for us to find food that was really good. Poutine was whatever. Again, it wasn't bad, but it was just like, this is, I expected it to be a little better, but like, again, the cheese curds just didn't do anything for me. Now, going back to the overcorrection. So we went to this place the next day. It was a steak and fondue place.
Okay. Damn, dude. Like an all you can eat fondue kind of
No,
place?
no, no.
Oh, okay.
And as a person who does not drink, anything that has alcohol in it, I can, like, that's all I taste. Like, that's
Fair.
all I
Okay.
taste. So this fondue had some sort of wine in it or something. I don't
It's
know.
probably like port wine or
It
something
was
like that, too.
terrible. It was terrible.
Oh, man,
It was
dang.
awful. It was so bad. But that wasn't the worst part. I got a hamburger. It's the worst hamburger I've ever eaten in my life.
That will ruin a vacation so quick.
And so like, when I'm ordering the burger, I was like, you know, medium well, whatever, it's fine. And he's like, oh, we only were, he was like French Canadian from like fucking Quebec, bro.
Oh, this
So he's
fucking
like, we,
American.
you know, he's like, well, in Canada, we only, we must only serve it well done. Like, that's the only, it's the Canadian way. And I'm just like,
Okay, so you
what
got to
is that?
burn your burgers, but at the same time, I understand
But
it. You know, it's
we
like,
found out later that like that actually is a Canadian rule. Because of mad
that's
cow
just like,
disease, they
yeah.
overcorrected and made sure that all of your meat was well done.
I
But mad
do
cow disease was
understand.
like fucking 15 years ago.
Well, it's still going on currently.
I know,
There's
I
been
know.
like there's been an
You're like,
outbreak or two,
what?
so it's kind of understandable, but
So again, you're this is an American who lives in America, the FDA, like there's no food there, like our food regulation is trash. They seem again, there seems to be a little bit more care about their citizens and like what people put in their bodies. A little bit. But it was the worst hamburger. It was the worst burger
you
I've
try
ever
that shit
had.
here in
Dude, it
America,
was
right?
so fucking bad. It was like I was just like
Now, was it bad because it was over, like
it
too
was,
cooked, or was
dude,
it like
it was dry. It had no flavor.
he comes up, he's like, oh, what do you think the cheese fondue is for? And then you're supposed to just like layer it on top of the cheese, right?
So that was a problem, but that was the last like bad meal because then everything after that was fine. And I don't know if it was in like we went to a fucking sports bar, and I and like everything I got a dip. I got like a, it was not a French dip, but it was like I wish I could remember the exact verbiage of like this meat, but it's like what's the Indian where they take the they have the
Shawarma.
it's where and like they cut it.
The
They
oh
cut it up
man,
like it's like a thing like
gyro, is it
that's not a
gyro? Is that
gyro,
what
but it's like
then
literally
it's
it's like
shawarma? Yeah,
I don't know. Anyways, you take it and you cut it off. It's like on a spinning rack and you like cut it,
that's
whatever.
shawarma. Yeah,
It's
actually no, that sounds like fucking gyros to me too, man. I
I
don't
don't know,
know,
whatever. I don't I don't I don't
god
eat Greek.
damn it.
I don't eat Greek food.
People are
So
gonna
but
hate me so much.
anyways, it's very similar to that, but like the way it's cooked and like whatever meat it is, it's like a very specific part of whatever.
Yeah, shawarma. It's on a big, it's a big blob of meat, and you cut it off as you go. Yeah,
It's very
shawarma.
yeah, it's very similar to that, but I forget what they called it exactly.
I
But it was
think gyros are what you make with it. Maybe. I don't fucking know, dude. I'm not cultured enough
I
to
don't
be.
eat Greek food, so.
I only know about shawarma from fucking the Age of Ultron.
Oh yeah, that thing, yeah. So anyway, so like the food was good. Like after that, everything sort of like got better. You know, we took some pictures of just an absolute like it's crazy how that like places like this still exist in the world, like these
Yeah.
small little quaint towns. The big there's a big old mansion, like a big not it's not a mansion, a big old hotel that's like haunted as fuck apparently.
Man, I
I
want to go there.
didn't stay there because it was like
Too scary for you. I get it.
no, it was like $2,000 Canadian a night.
Which is like, you're going to tell me, you're going to charge me extra to be scared by a ghost? I don't think
So
so.
again, the lady was telling us like so Banff was basically established in the early 1900s-ish, maybe even the late 1800s, with the Trans-Canadian Railroad, where you would because there was really no way, this is before planes, there's really no way to get from like Vancouver to Toronto, by, except by train. So they have this train that cuts through the mountains, right? And it gets you to fucking Calgary and fucking Edmonton and all these places.
Did you get to ride a train?
I did not ride a train,
Oh,
but there
damn,
is a
yeah.
train that comes right through town every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, she was telling us that like you know they built this big gigantic fucking hotel, and then that's where everybody stayed. It's where the workers stayed, and it ended up burning down at one point. But it was kind of like a ooh look at me, I'm staying at this you know this fancy hotel, and like I guess somebody got married there. She tripped on her dress, fell down the stairs, haunts the place.
That's funny, though, a little bit.
There is a man who used to work in the office, I guess for like letters and shit. Like he would deliver letters to each of the rooms or whatever. His room got converted over to a room. Like his office got converted to a room. I guess he died there. I sort of tuned out at the end, like when she was explaining that one. And he haunts apparently. But
He just like died of old age, and he's
ain't
like,
here.
I figure
Ain't
I'd
here.
stay. I feel like I'd stay here forever now.
But they it is confirmed that there is a room that is locked No one knows except for the workers. No one knows what room it is. No one's allowed to stay in the room, but it's like an un like the general public doesn't know what it is.
Man, I mean, it feels like such a, there's probably
Anyways,
not a room, you know?
but she said like during Canada Day, like the week of Canada Day, it was like $3,000 a night.
That's so, like, that's, you know, I get it, you know, make all the money you can, but like, Jesus, you know, come on. Like $2,000, $3,000 a night to stay at a haunted hotel.
Canadian, which by
That's
the
still a
way,
lot of money, you
their
know?
money is beautiful. They have beautiful money. It's colorful, it's shiny,
I don't
it's
understand it,
crisp.
man. You
Their
know,
coins, you know what their coins are called?
doubloons. I don't know.
Loonies and Toonies.
That's, you know, it feels like a cartoon
It's
country. Like,
adorable, bro.
it looks like a
Loonies and
cartoon.
Toonies. I think a loonie is silver and a toonie is like silver and gold. We got a couple of
The goddamn cartoon country, man.
I did not see any moose. There are
I thought you
no.
saw one. I thought you took a picture of one. Or was
No,
that an elk?
that was like an elk or a caribou or whatever it was. That was a big old fool.
Okay. You think in a fight you could take a caribou? How big
Absolutely
was
not.
it? It's
It was
got the
big.
horns, but the thing about the horns is that, like, as long as you can get a hold of them, now you can't be caught off guard because you're gonna get gored. Okay, but you get a hold of the horns, you can control the thing. All right, you're now the owner of this caribou elk. Okay, you got it. You
I
gotta twist the
mean,
neck. You gotta get the hold of the horns, twist it really fast. You
the,
want to
she
protect it.
said like where we were, this girl who had lived in Canada her whole life, she's 20 years old. She's like, I have seen one moose my whole life, and
They now moose scary.
I feel lied to because like I
That's all you
was,
ever see over there, dude.
yeah, right. But
It's
she
all it,
said,
only pictures I always see are moose pictures from Canada.
she said they hang around like marshy areas. Not mountainous areas. And so like while there were rivers and stuff there, they were also frozen. That like there was she's
Moose are
like
scary though, I will say. Like
dude,
I'm they're way bigger than anybody
I'm
anticipates.
not gonna fuck with a moose. I don't fuck with the like wildlife in general.
And I'm starting to realize that bears kind of big creatures too, right?
you're just now
Yeah, I
figuring
just came to
it
the realization actually.
out. And then, so we leave Banff, fucking like, go away, get out of here, bro.
He's like,
Twice
I heard you talking about my people. I'm in here.
and he came in here twice now. Where was it? Oh, so like, just a good reset is how I sort of like put like, I wasn't, I didn't, it was just one of those things like we were talking about, like, you know, the need for social media, the need for a phone. Like, I just sort of didn't. It was international, but I also just didn't have the desire to like be on my phone at all. Like I
You
just
felt
didn't
like it was an escape for you, literally an escape, you know?
like how, you know, I would message you guys in the group chat like occasionally,
Yeah, I kept it alive. It's fine.
but most of the time my phone was on like airplane mode and I was taking pictures, but like, and I
Didn't
needed to
want to
be
get
able.
hit with those roaming
Well, I
charges. I
mean,
get it.
I think it's different now from what I understand. Like there's like, it's
Do
not.
you really have to put your phone on airplane mode when you get in an airplane?
You're
Or is
supposed
that like
to.
a.
So that, okay, like I'll bring that up too. Like I, you know, it things were a lot more strict in the airport in Canada than they were in the United States.
Which is like,
Weird.
really? That's really weird. Like, why would
Like
that be?
so much so, like my in-laws travel a lot. They're on a lot of planes. So
Yeah.
much so that they were just like, that's kind of weird, right? Like, for example, you have like you, they were just like you can't have any you cannot have your iPad or your phone or your computers out while we are on the runway while we are taking off, like you can't have
That's,
it out.
yeah.
Okay, you can never like there's a thing that come that's on the back of the seat that like flips down. It's like your tray. You can no matter where you're at, if it while that is taking off you can't have that down, but like once you're in the air and you're stable that's when you pull it down. But like very, very like particular. Like you can't have a hoodie. Like if you take your hoodie off, you can't have your hoodie sitting in your lap. It has to be either up in the compartment or it has to be in the floor.
You know that it's probably they've
Because
had experiences with. Okay.
seatbelt.
Oh, is that
Because
okay?
they have to be able to see your seatbelt. And it's like, okay, that's fine, but why is it not that way in America? Christina takes her
Man.
hoodie off all the time and uses it as a blanket.
They don't give a fuck about you in
Dude.
America. Once you get on the plane, they know that you don't have any explosives. They don't give a fuck about you.
We know about all the shit's going on with Boeing, but like,
yeah, dude,
that's a whole nother thing.
Planes are literally falling apart in the sky. Like, it's like, God, ooh, you know?
You know, and so anyways, we leave Banff, and it's just like, you know, it was just wonderful. Wonderful. Absolutely. Just like, I can live there. I can also live like in a bigger city, but like, it was just, pictures don't do it justice. It was just a much slower pace of life. And I enjoyed it immensely. Like, I literally top three favorite places I've ever been in my life.
So if the apocalypse happens, or no, not the apocalypse, because like everyone would be, but like, if you had to flee the country, you go into Canada or you go into another country?
I mean, I like Canada. My brief time in Canada, I had a really good time. I'm not done because there is some bad that happens. So we leave Banff and we're driving to Edmonton. So it's an hour to Calgary and then you just go up. By the way, it snowed every single day we were there. It was amazing to see people not react to snow as if it's like,
I mean,
the wind is blowing. Like, it's,
I don't care where I go, I'm going to react to snow. I'm going to be like a giddy little schoolgirl.
Dude, I'm 10,000 like, feet
oh
in the
gosh,
air.
Oh my gosh.
Like, on top of a mountain and it's snowing. And I'm just like, this is such a blissful existence right now. Like, I am literally on a mountain.
Did it also make you feel tiny, though? Like, did you feel tiny in that moment?
I always feel tiny.
I mean, like, just like the vast like landscape before you. There's snow. It's quiet.
Everything is, well, yeah. And I think that's what I mean by like serene, where like everything is just really quiet because there's snow everywhere, and you know, it suppresses sound. But even, dude, when we went to Lake Minnewanka, which is where we had like a lot of like pictures taken, we were the only people there. There was five, like, there's six of us. It was five, the five of us and the photographer. And it was just like, we're talking like 9 inches of snow, and it was nothing. It was nothing.
Damn.
It was amazing. Like, it was just, I don't know. Like, I know people don't like snow.
Infrastructure set up. They had like
every day at like 5:30 a.m. They've got a fucking truck out there with a thing at the end of it, and then they're just like pushing. And like, I don't know how they don't repave their roads like every fucking year, because you're scraping the shit out of the asphalt. Another thing, they don't use salt up there, bro.
Which is like,
because
the reason they don't
attracts animals.
Well, I mean, like, not just that, but like, it probably doesn't. That's the reason they have good roads, because like, they don't. That's not literally putting corrosive material on top of your roads, you know.
Yeah, so. but it attracts animals.
I didn't think about that too, and like deer and stuff like licking it or whatnot.
Yeah, because they like the salt.
You see me out.
But anyways,
there,
it snows every day. It's unbelievable. We leave. We stop at that same like First Nations place, and like, we take a bit of a detour to kind of explore some of the countryside. And it is, once you get out of Banff, it is flat, bro. Like, it is flat as flat can be. You can see like so many kilometers, so many miles in the distance, because there's nothing.
Damn,
there's nothing. Like, it I was like, this is North Dakota. My in-laws they've been to North Dakota. Like, this looks like North Dakota. Like, it's just flat, nothing. So we're probably you know, at 2 hours before we get to fucking Edmonton, and we stop at this gas station. And when I tell you, the most Canadian person I've ever met in my life worked at this gas station, like a caricature of like what a Canadian person is. And like, and
comes out drenched in maple syrup. He's like, he's got a maple leaves jacket on. He's wearing the red.
He was an Oilers fan.
He's
covered
in maple leaves.
Just was going on and on about Connor McDavid. Oh, it's Connor McDavid. Like, you're going to see that hockey. Oh my gosh. Like, it's going to see an unbelievable game. Y'all, like, we'll be down there. Yeah. Like, I worked in Russia for a couple years. Yeah. You know, it's crazy over there, eh? You know, just like literally just laying it on. But like,
your father-in-law is just looking at you the whole time, like, he's for the thing that you said they didn't do. Dude.
So I walked to the bathroom though, when I came out, and he's like, "Hey, how are you now?" And I was like, "Good, and you?" I literally got to say it. It's like, he's like, "Oh," like, he goes, "Oh, I'm not so bad."
Oh my gosh, that's like, so you just want it. I just, this is the peak. It's the peak of the vacation. This is so sick.
And like, we're just like talking and all sorts of stuff. And then we get really close to like Edmonton, and we realize, because like, the original plan was we were going to go to Edmonton, drop the girls off, take the car back rental car back to the airport, take an Uber back to our hotel, so that way we could take an Uber to the airport the next morning, so we didn't have to deal with it.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
But turns out Edmonton is structured very similarly to our hometown, where the airport's fucking 25 minutes outside of the city, and we were passing it on the way, so we're like, all right, we'll just drop it off, whatever. So then we get a you know, whatever, we go. And like, all of it has started. We also left the day the time changed, so like, all fucked up. Like, you know, we were 2 hours behind, but then like,
does time change there?
Yeah.
Do they have a time change?
I assume. I mean, we were 2 hours behind. I was 2 hours behind you guys.
Okay.
So I assume, right? And we eat lunch. We check into their place in Edmonton, and we eat lunch, and we're just like kind of like looking to see like, well, what can we do for a couple hours before the hockey game? The hockey arena was two blocks from where we were staying, and we were just like, you know what, like we're tired, you know, drive, like we drove for 4 hours, so we're really
just go
tired.
Take a nap.
We did. Everybody
Hell
went and took
yeah.
a nap. I think Zoe watched our iPad or whatever, and we got ready, and you know, we go down, and I've been to many, many, many sporting events. I have never been that outnumbered in my life.
Oh yeah, everybody's wearing a. Who'd you guess? But they played the
So
Oilers.
it was the Oilers. So it was the Oilers and the Caps, and like you walk around the corner, and there's just like this. I mean, even when I went to Philly, like there were a lot of Flyers fans, but there were still red jerseys. Like every like, I mean, Philly to
To be
DC is not a
fair,
far away.
yeah,
Sure.
that's what I'm saying.
Now,
Yeah,
I would say 20. I saw 20 to 25 Caps jerseys out of
man.
17,000 people.
It's a big drive, though, you know? To be fair, that's a big drive.
Weirdly enough, there was like five people in my section that were also Caps fans, because we were on the visitor side, and I did that on purpose. But there was plenty of Edmonton Oilers fans. And it was very nice place. They have, like, you walk in. There's like a like the entrance that I sent in the picture. You walk in, but then there's escalators, and then there's like the actual concourse of the place. Then you go in. It's almost like they know it snows a lot and it's cold, so like they've built this structure so that way you're not waiting outside to get inside. You know, it's
Weird.
wild. It's weird. Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Before you get too deep into it, right?
Okay.
I I'm not being, you know, political here.
Okay.
All right. I'm not trying to like rile feathers or say anything controversial. We've kind of skipped over, like we've kind of been done with the controversy here, but this is like an honest question. Did it feel different going to a sporting event where you knew that the possibility of like a national tragedy wasn't like a thing, versus like going to somewhere, say in the Americas, where it's very possible that there could be like you could be another victim of a national tragedy,
I
you
didn't
know?
think
Like,
about it until this moment.
okay, that's totally fine. I didn't know, because like that's the
No,
I don't know,
like, I don't
it would almost
actually.
feel more freeing to be like, to know that like the chances of you getting shot in the face are like way lower, you know?
Sure. But I think they do, a lot of sporting events are pretty high in security.
That is as well. Like, and yeah, that is a good point as well.
So that
Yeah.
was, it was never, it was just like going to another game. But, you know, I got some looks, some glances here and there. It helped that I had like a whole family with me. I had my daughter with me. So like, I don't think anyone was really going to say anything to begin with, but I've never seen people that were so ravenous, but so friendly.
Could
Right?
Fucking kill you, bud. Hope you
Not
have a great
even,
day. And you just like walk away.
I mean, ravenous as in like every
Great.
goal that Edmonton scored was the greatest fucking thing ever.
Which is
Right?
got it, you know?
Like,
that's nice.
it was so loud, and just like the horn was loud. Zoe hated the horn. It was so loud.
I was about to say, I hope that I'm glad that the score was low so the horn didn't go off a whole
It was
bunch.
not low. It was, so they jump out. You guys were in bed, and they jump out
Oh,
2-0.
100%.
They
Yeah.
jump
I was
out 2-0
asleep.
and I'm like, this is not going well. This is not going well at all. And then the Caps scored two in a row, and I'm like, this is better. This is better. And then it ends up being 3-2 after the first. It's like, okay, that's respectable. Like, I'm having a good time. I did not expect the Caps to win. And then the floodgates opened. Final score was 7-2.
Nice.
It was not great. But the guy beside me was just hilarious. Now, I did get some belligerent people in front of us. There was a guy with two women. We were trying to figure out the dynamic the entire time. We don't know what it was. He was like real sweet and real close to both of them. Maybe it was a thing. I don't know.
Hey, you know.
But the girl in front of us, you'll never guess where she was from. I thought it was a made up place in Letterkenny.
Florida? Oh, was it
Thunder Bay.
that?
Because she was talking to the guy beside me, and he was like, they're like speaking hardcore Canadian to each other. And he's just like, oh yeah, where you come from? He's like, and she's like, Thunder Bay. And he's like, ah, I dated a girl from Thunder Bay. And she was like, oh, what's her name? You know, Dennis. Like, you fucking know her.
Jesus, like that's no, that's like that's man, that's crazy. That's just good. That's
It's
just
like one of
fun,
those.
you know?
But it got to the point to where like she was so belligerent that like Christina was like, you either need to like sit down or walk away. Because she
Damn.
was in front of us. And like the
Yeah.
period wasn't over. And we're like trying to watch whatever. And then like the lady beside of us, she was like, she absolutely loved my mother-in-law. Like the way she talked. Like it was just like a foreign, like complete foreign language.
And I mean, like, yeah, that is, 'cause yes, you
My
know.
mother-in-law has a very, very southern drawl.
Yeah,
Like
and that could
you
be, I
think
feel
that
like,
like we're bad.
oh yeah.
That's how she sounds.
And it's
Like
like, I feel like if you go somewhere like that isn't used to that like accent, yeah, absolutely. I feel like it would be a national treasure, so.
So I thought to this guy, like he fucking, I mean, this guy's like, he's like, oh, I need Ovi to score. I've never seen Ovi score. I'll probably never see him score again. I you know he was just like, he was a hardcore Edmonton fan, but like he wanted to see Ovi score. And he's
Yeah.
like, yeah, I don't go to a lot of games, you know. And I was like, oh, is this the only barn you've ever been to? And he goes, Byron, hell yeah, that's hockey talk, my guy. Yeah. I'm just like, oh my, yeah, like that's what we call it. Like, do you
That's
guys
like,
like going to
yeah,
bar and a
it's
beer? He's like,
like
that's what I'm, that's good shit right there. And I'm like,
he saw this American. He was like, yeah, you
he's
probably don't even know
like,
how to talk hockey. That's like.
he's like, Byron, like, question mark, what the fuck? But it was fun, you know, whatever. Now, all that was great. We had a great time. So I did end up leaving. Once it was 7-2, there was like 3 minutes to go, and I was like, we can go. Like, we can go. They're not coming
That's fine.
back.
Nobody's gonna give you shit
Like,
for that, I'm sure.
we're gonna leave. My in-laws had a great time. My mother-in-law loved it. Never seen, she probably never watched a hockey game in her life. It was the first one. She loved it. It was nice and cool
I
in
mean,
there.
the crowd mentality alone is enough to get you hyped, you know? Like
It was fun.
I you get 5,000 fans in a room and start screaming at something, as it could be a beer can on the floor, and I'd start screaming with you, you know?
Now,
Like
I will say that the Canadian accent is very intoxicating, and it's very easy to mimic and pick up, and you just start speaking in that way, like unknowingly. So like, oh yeah, oh yeah, they say oh yeah like all the time, and oh no worries, no worries, eh? Like, and so like anytime we say it, we like re-say it in a Canadian accent. It's like, oh yeah, no worries, no worries, eh? Like, and it's just like you just
oh
pick it up. It's
gosh.
just so weird. He's like, pick it up. So everything was great. Everything is going swimmingly, amazing. Now, if you recall, the last time I went on a trip, I had a bit of a flight issue trying to get out, and I had like five delays or whatever it was. Like, took like half of my day away. All right,
Oh
so
shit, yeah, that's right.
a little precursor to this, my father-in-law gets a message from Delta on Tuesday. We fly out on Thursday that our flight has changed, and the original flight was Edmonton to Toronto. We would go through customs in Toronto, fly to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to home, where our cars were at the airport. By the way, it saved us a shit ton of money. That 3-hour drive from here to Atlanta saved us, you would not believe the amount of money it saved us on just cutting that specific flight out. Anyways, we get an email saying that our flight is now from Edmonton to Toronto, Toronto to Calgary, Calgary to Atlanta, and then Atlanta to home. Well, that's not gonna work.
Sounds like a lot of backtracking.
Well, that's not gonna work for me, bud. Like, Edmonton to Calgary is like a 45 minute flight, which is crazy. It's a 4-hour drive, and it's a 45 minute flight, whatever, or maybe it's an hour, whatever it was. So like he called Delta and they get it all situated. Now, again, the Delta thing is very specific. because we wake up, we get to the airport like 4 o'clock in the morning, Canadian time. Fucking exhausted because we didn't get home and in bed till like 12:30.
Yeah.
Whatever. And by the time you brush your teeth, get ready, it's 12:30. Again, 35-minute drive to the airport. Check in, you know, we get in, we go to the WestJet terminal because we know that's where we have to check in. And they have no record that our flight exists.
I was just like, oh, because you initially told us this, and I thought
this was hours after.
I thought that your plane had disappeared at first. I thought like they had the plane and they had it on the runway, but then it was gone. They like turned around and the plane was gone. But you were talking about like they don't have any record of you supposed to be on the flight.
Now,
right?
You know, our generation is very adaptable to technology. So like when Christina and I fly, our boarding pass is on our phone. We don't print it out, right? We just go, we do self-check-in at the terminal. We don't talk to somebody at the kiosk.
Which is awesome.
At the desk. We go, or we don't talk to somebody at the desk. We go to the kiosk. We type in our flight number. You scan your thing and like you do like your net last, like it's easy
yeah.
self-check, it's easy. We also have TSA pre-check, so like we don't have to go through security, all this great stuff. We're in a different country doing all these other things, so they have no record that our flight exists. Like it's not that the flight changed, it's that this flight is not real.
Like the now, flight path that they gave you was
like
the not
flight
a real
doesn't flight. Exist it's not a thing.
Nice.
And then
okay.
So my father-in-law, and again my father-in-law and mother-in-law both, they print stuff out still. Thank God they do, right? So my father-in-law's like, well, that's funny because I have the flight number here. Hands it to the lady. And she's like, oh, okay. She's like, it's in our system, but it's not showing up. Okay, weird.
I want to hit you. yeah, it's real.
So then like, okay, so then like tensions are starting to rise. And again, I want to preface, I'm the calmest motherfucker in this group. I'm
But to be
me and
which
Zoe,
is the
me,
way to be in this situation, because you don't get home any faster if you're angry. But or I guess you could.
Yes,
you could, yeah.
Yes, but that is all. I'm not going to sit here and say that the things that happened next were not warranted, because they were absolutely 100% warranted. And we, as in the family unit, there were zero wrongdoings on our part.
Good.
How
okay.
We,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now. I mean, Zoe's, I cannot express how proud I was of Zoe. She never complained. She never did. I mean, she's very tired, but like at this point we haven't had coffee. We haven't had breakfast. None of this
yeah.
stuff. We've been standing in line for 35 minutes at this point, and they're just trying to search it. All right. It's not coming up. So they call, they basically go two steps up and they're like, hey, you know, whatever. A guy comes down. Basically, like the boss's boss comes down and is talking to Ed, real, real cordial, real friendly. This lady, this poor lady that like checked us in, she's low on the totem pole.
So again, it's not her fault, you know.
It's not
And
her
that's
fault.
Yeah,
it's her fault by proxy because of who she works for.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but I mean, like you yelling at her is not. It's not her
no.
Fault.
But when you're in a foreign country and someone tells you that your flight doesn't exist and
you have proof that it does exist, yeah, it could be very.
I'm jumping ahead here, so. The guy comes down and he's like, he calls Delta and he's like, oh yeah, here's blah, 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 blah. So like the thing starts to work. She's able to like get two baggages like through and like, you know, tagged up and like put them on. There's a rule in international flights where you have to have be, you ha, your stuff has to be through security an hour before your flight. It's 5:45 at this time. And then suddenly the system stops working. Not it doesn't stop working. Our flights disappear again.
Well, I'm just making an angry face, but it's like, you know.
We found out later that Delta's system and WestJet's system were not communicating properly. So like WestJet, this lady was doing the thing, hitting enter, whatever. Delta's system is overriding everything that they do.
That's like infuriating, yeah.
That's not even the worst part. So the homie leaves, right? The guy's the big boss. He leaves. We're having to deal with this situation, and we've been here an hour now, and we are looking at the clock, realizing we know what's going on. So then we go. The worst, you know, Ed's staying in the thing, and Ed's very smart. And he knows. And she's like, well, if you want to step aside. And he's like, I'm not getting out of line.
Absolutely.
Because
Hell
if you
yeah.
get out of line, they're not going to solve your problem.
Yeah, dude.
So
Yeah,
he's
good for
like,
him.
I'm not leaving. Basically, the fucking meme, the fucking Leonardo DiCaprio, I'm not leaving. And he's like, I'm
Hell
not
yeah.
leaving anywhere.
Hell yeah, dude.
So then this fucking bitch over here, she's over here in like the where the upper agents work. So basically she's the supervisor of the lady that's the people that are checking everyone in, right? Through baggage. And you overhear her. She's got this fucking shitty attitude. And like the one lady keeps going back and forth, and like she's like, well, that's their problem. That's their problem. They need to call Delta. That's not our problem to fix.
I'm sorry. We're in a different country and we're trying to get home. This
I'm,
is
but see,
definitely your
the
airport.
problem is that they're saying it within earshot of us because at this point, we're all sitting down and Ed's still over there. My father-in-law, he's still staring at the thing. And then, so like, okay. So then Christina's pissed. She's fucking irate at this point. So
Hell yeah,
she was
dude.
like, okay, I'm gonna follow her and see what she tells my dad. Walks over there, and I did not hear what was said, but I do know that this lady was trembling and shaking. She was like, not terrified, but she was so emotional because my father-in-law was like, this is your fucking problem, not mine. He's like, I own a customer service business. And he's like, could you imagine if I told a customer that somebody screwed up that it's their responsibility to fix? It's like, no, it's my responsibility. He's like, you fucked our flight up. You get us the fuck home today. Like today.
Hell yeah, dude.
But like, I
Man, I
mean,
love your father-in-law so much. Like, I know that it's like, man.
honestly, my father-in-law is a very intimidating person. And I have never seen him that mad. Ever. He's very cool, calm, and collect. He's very business savvy, very business oriented, knows when to be high and be low. I have never seen him that mad.
I
I
would
mean,
assume that maybe your wife had mentioned the fact that she was just talking shit about how it was their problem and. Your father-in-law is one of those types that he does not wouldn't necessarily like it if somebody was talking shit about behind him, behind his back in very, very close earshot to his family.
It's not
So
even that. It's that what she was telling him was not what she was telling the empl her the people, her subordinates.
yeah.
She was pretending like she was trying to fix the problem, whereas she was telling everyone else that
Just hoping that he would get out of line, you
we're
know, like.
rude Americans, that it's our problem to fix because they're not Delta. And then so my father-in-law, Christina goes and stands in line, right, where my father-in-law is. And they switch places, and Ed is on the phone with Delta, and he walks over to this lady, and he said, "Fucking talk to Delta. Here they are." He's like, "Fix the problem," and hands it to her. His phone, he hands to her, and she was just like, "That was probably the worst day of her life at work because
Oh yeah, that's a story she's gonna tell her friends
she
and
is
family. Yeah.
mortified at." I mean, she is getting embarrassed. It's one of those things that you see on the news where, like, an irate customer is pissed off because they can't get on their
And
flight,
it's like if you
and
think about it,
everyone
this
is
story,
staring at us.
yeah.
Everyone is staring at us, and I'm just like, I don't know.
But the thing about it is like that's it, and I do think that in our society currently. There is this idea that, like, oh, it's obviously going to be the customer's fault in this situation. Like, they're just not being understanding. They're being, you know, difficult, et cetera. Whenever, like, this is a very good opportunity to say, like, no, like, this is the shit, like, that was happening. They were talking shit. They were saying that they couldn't fix the problem, right? Here we are just trying to get home. So, like, it's fuck these people. You know,
So
fuck these people.
this is WestJet. Don't ever fly WestJet for anybody who goes to Canada. You may not have a choice. Now, I had heard before I left, I had heard that Canadian airlines were not the best. Like they were
They might be safe, but they aren't
the things
very nice.
that like flights canceled, all sorts of shit. And I just thought it was just like internet hearsay shit you see on Twitter. No, it's
Yeah.
my experience. It's true. So, anywho. Delta only flies to and from Canada. They do not fly inside of Canada. So they don't go from city to city within Canada. So that's why we are flying WestJet. Turns out, basically, they were stalling this whole time. So that way we would miss our flight and they would be forced to rebook it because we were not on the original flight. because they, WestJet, sold our seats to
Oh my
somebody else
God, dude.
because Delta's system did not register within WestJet's system that we had seats. Okay.
They
Flight
overbooked
change.
the flight, basically, and
They
then or
overbooked it
they
in the sense that, like,
not
they
that
just.
not that they intentionally sold your seats, but that they didn't know that you were on the flight
We'll
because
go
of
with that.
miscommunication. Yeah,
We'll
we'll just hope that that's the
go
situation.
with that, with the, what it is. Now, anyways, all this being said, homeboy that should have never left to begin with, like boss's boss, comes down and he's like, "I'm sorry, sir. Like, why are you still here?" And he's just like, "That's a real good fucking question."
Hell yeah, dude. Get him, dude.
Now,
Get him.
this guy genuinely, I think, was trying to help us, whereas the other lady was just a fucking bitch, like an absolute fucking cunt. Like, she was literally the word. Like, she was just miserable. She was hateful, disrespectful, just like just the worst customer. Like, I mean, an absolute. I mean, she may be a good person, but this was not the family or the time to fuck with, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, she's gone. They removed her.
She like
She,
finally she actually quit. That was her straw. She was done.
she once the big boss came, I think his name was Mohammed. I don't know. Once big boss came down, he like relieved her of her duties and was like, "You need to leave because you," and like Ed never stopped going in on her, and he kept saying, he's like, "Well, you know, she's a bitch. Like, she has the worst cut." Like, he's just like going in on her, like
Yeah.
right, like as she's there, and even when she's gone, he's not letting it go how awful
Hell
she
yeah.
is. But like, she disappears. I don't know, because a lot of times those people will go to gates and they'll check people in at gates. The original
Yeah.
lady, the like lower, the lowest of the low, she's no longer there. That's how long we've been here, bro. That these people are no
Her
longer
shift actually
checking.
ended an hour ago.
Right. They're
She was
like,
like, "I'm going
well,
home."
she said she was, I think, oh, she was over an hour late for the gate she was supposed to go to. Right, the original lady.
Hey, shouldn't have stalled, you know? Shouldn't have
Well,
stalled.
so yeah, so anyway, so our running theory, right, is that they knew the flight was overbooked and they were just trying to stall us so that way they could rebook it, because again, the systems are not talking, whatever. So Muhammad's doing this and he's like, "Well," he's like, I can get you a flight to LA and you can take a red eye home tomorrow. Try again. Try again."
Yeah.
Ed's like,
I don't think you understood. I said today is when we're gonna get home.
right.
And
It's
that
like,
doesn't sound like today. So
yeah, you're gonna get
let's
us home today. Okay.
yeah.
Okay. And then so he's like, "Okay, I'm looking." The problem with all of this is twofold. A, we booked first class tickets, right? Well, I say we. The tickets were first class.
Every plane does not have every single first class ticket booked, right? Or is that a thing that like
Well,
they
again, remember
strive
how
to
many I
book
told you
first?
were on our first flight?
Yeah.
Like
Let's see.
nine.
That. So
We have
what's
five.
first?
There was like nine first class seats on the first
Oh, okay,
floor.
gotcha. There's not a
Maybe
lot. Okay.
12. It was 2, 4, 6, 8, maybe 12. So 4 rows of two, maybe,
I would
maybe.
like the Prime
Okay.
Minister's jet down here, and I would like to go home.
So it's funny you mentioned that. When we were in Atlanta, Biden and Trump were there.
Hell yeah, dude.
So that caused a whole fucking ruckus. But anyways, let's go back to this
I think
flight.
like I fucking think that sorry, I don't mean to do a
No, you're fine.
sidebar
I
or
need a
whatever,
drink of
but
water.
I the last time I remember somebody big, I think it was possibly who visited us? Was it Pence?
I don't know.
Was Pence in town at one point? But all I remember is like they literally had armed like security on every single exit while they were strolling through, and it was like
Like, we saw Air Force One. Like, we saw it. It was still in the
nice.
runway when we were there.
Were they wearing Air Force Ones?
There's two of them. There's two of them. There's the decoy plane and then the other plane. Right.
Nice. Yeah, so
So, yeah.
cool. Man, I
Anyways.
wish I had a decoy plane, you
So
know?
we're sitting there and he's like, "We can get you to St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Jesus Christ, either one in Minnesota, and you can go home tomorrow morning."
Nice.
And
Again, I don't think you understood that,
then,
Slim.
right?
I don't think you understood that I want to be home in my bed comfortably tonight.
Tonight.
Not at
And
12 a.m., not
because
at
so, like, the
2 a.m. on
airline screws up,
Wednesday.
and what they do is they pay for your hotel, they pay all this stuff, they pay for all that stuff. But again, the problem is twofold. A, first class tickets. B, there's five of us. It's an uneven number. It's harder to book five people. It's easier to book four. It's easier to book six. It's hard to book five. Not my problem. It is my problem, but not our problem. And
Yeah.
so eventually they get it. They get it. They get a flight for us. It's not first class. And then like Ed was eventually like, I don't care about the first class. I don't care. I'll get with Delta. I'll get my refund. It's fine. I gotta get all five of us. He's like, we are together. We need to go home together. Right?
Yeah, because again, you are in another country, and there's a very real possibility you get stuck in another country. So.
And so we get a flight from Edmonton to fucking Calgary. Where we started.
Going backwards now, dude.
And then Calgary to Houston.
Okay, close.
And
You're in America, at least.
then Houston to home.
Okay.
Couple problems. We fly into like we get to Calgary. It's fine. We only have like 45 minutes to board our flight. Okay, it's fine. Whatever. We make it. We get to Houston and we have like an hour and a half, but we have to go through customs
Okay.
twice. Twice. You go through Canadian customs and then you go through
I got you.
US customs. And then we have TSA PreCheck, but because when you're going to a different country, you still have to go through the actual security. You don't get to skip security in another country. Even though
Okay.
we're in another country, we're back in the States. It was a fucking whole ordeal. And the flight from, I mean, Ed's a big dude. You know Ed. Like he's a big
Yeah,
dude.
he's a big guy.
So Houston to home, they're in the back. They are the very last seat.
Damn.
None of these are first class. They're all regular ass, like peasant shit. And the plane, bro, was so small.
Scary? Okay.
So small. So tight. Claustrophobic. And it was like 3.5 hour flight. It was
That's
hot.
awesome.
We had
Yeah.
the heat on. It's a miserable flight. It's a miserable flight. We got home at the airport at like 11:30. I got home. At like my in bed by like 12:15, 12:30. I was fucking exhausted. Time change fucked me up. All three of us slept till 10 a.m., my guy, the next day.
Gotta get those hours back, yeah.
I just like we're just worn out. Just worn out.
It's
But
been a lot of emotional stress too, you know, like a lot of emotional, like just toll it takes on your body from like dealing with a really mean person,
And then,
you
like,
know.
this whole thing, and there's a whole another thing too. Like, in the airport in Houston, none of their goddamn plugs worked. My fucking iPad's almost dead. My phone is
That's
like,
intentional. They want you to get the fuck out.
well, like, they have all these seats that
Yeah.
have plugs, and none of them are plugged in. Like, what, you know?
Just plug it into the wall,
Because, like,
dude.
my iPad died on the way from Calgary to Houston, and, like, I didn't have anything downloaded on my phone. You know, I can't watch. I was just like, I can't. I gotta do something. I can't. I cannot be on this flight for 3 hours with nothing to do. Couldn't sleep. Couldn't. I was just
Damn, dude.
an absolute miserable shit time.
What? I mean, it wouldn't be, you know, an Alex vacation if you didn't have something go horribly wrong, you know? So. You got the full on Osborne vacation, you know? And
But
what?
overall, though, that was even as bad as the trip, the return home was. It was not enough to fucking kill my vibes, though. It
Hell
was.
yeah, dude.
It didn't ruin the vacation, you know. How was your week and a
Now
half?
we can get started on this episode. Yeah, man. My like an hour and a half, an hour or something. Nah, dude, my vacation was sick. I hung out at the house. Hung out at the house. I think we went to the zoo at some point. It's just been fun, dude. Just been hanging out, vibing, played some Hunt,
Played a
you
lot of
know.
Hunt, solo Hunt, and you were just like, man,
Yeah.
wish you were home.
Yeah, it wasn't as
Of
fun, you know. I didn't have as much
course.
fun,
Of
but
course.
we missed you definitely, you know.
I will say that it was really nice that there's no Fox News. There was no Biden. There was no Trump. None of that shit. None of that. None of it. Like nothing.
It's got to be nice to just disconnect for a while, you know?
But there was like I was overly exposed to this like Kate Middleton stuff. Yeah,
Dude.
it was everywhere. Couldn't get around it. It was like I got on a plane. It was like it was not a thing. And And then I got on the plane, and as soon as I got off the plane, it's everywhere. It's
Well,
everywhere. Like, there's
isn't
this
Canada's really
conspiracy.
close to the Queen, right? So they care a lot about her.
I don't know, maybe.
Isn't UK the reason that we're like that Canada exists, or does Canada own? I don't know a whole lot about Canada lore, but if I'm not mistaken, it was like they took a lot of the land, right? I don't know, but
I mean, it's like America.
that's
They're a
yeah, you
settler
know.
nation. I mean, Jed said as much when he was on here. They have
Yeah,
their own
maybe.
dark history. They seem to treat people a little bit better than Americans do, but
Yeah. But no, yeah, the Kate Middleton stuff is like wild, man. And I
like
have
I
heard
saw like a TikTok that somebody's or like on Instagram or so, I don't know. I saw something.
it
And I'm
was
just
a,
like,
I think I sent you a TikTok that kind of
maybe.
recapped everything, and it was like it starts. I didn't, okay. The whole reason that it started, right, was because like there was a photo posted. I think it was BBC, right? They posted a photo and they were like
The shop
the
one.
royal, yeah, the royal family sent the BBC a photo, like basically saying like Kate's doing good, here she is with the kids. And it turns out that they pulled the photo because it was heavily photoshopped. And then people, you know, and so like that sparked this whole thing. And
That's
it's
what it
like,
was for me.
yeah.
For Twitter, I saw someone like critiquing, and I thought it was an AI thing at first. I was like, oh, this is just like one another, like
Because
how
there's
to
a lot
tell
of
it.
shit going on with AI as well right now, you
Right.
know, it's
But it
like,
turns out like that was my first exposure was someone was like breaking down like the thumb and the weird and like all these weird things. And I was
because
like,
apparently it
oh,
was like a photo, it was an old photo that they had like then
it was her
photoshopped her
face. It was an
in,
old
yeah.
face. Yeah.
And then so all that being said is like they it sparked this whole internet conspiracy, right? And then any time that any form of like government or royalty or whatever doesn't come out and immediately say like, hey, she's fine, here she is, right? It's gonna breed more conspiracy because like this whole thing really took off because the fact that the royal family was like, nah, dude, they're doing fine. She's doing fine. She's okay, right? Then she has this abdominal surgery like 2 months ago, and nobody comes to visit her at the hospital. Like that's the thing. It's like that's the thing. It's that nobody paid any attention to her at the hospital. This place is surrounded by reporters, photographers, everything like that. So like, and then she was just not there anymore, right? No pictures of her leaving, no pictures of her like getting there. There hasn't been a single picture of her since she went in for surgery like 2 months ago, right? She had an emergency surgery. They didn't say that it was an emergency surgery, but like apparently like her appointments were only notified like a week before she had the surgery, which is like, you know, it's royalty. Like they would know like way in advance. So whatever. Fucking whole thing, dude. It's like but then I think it was today or yesterday that they released a like a video of her like I don't know if she was like on the pier or something like that. She was like walking with Prince whatever the
Wasn't
fuck his
her though.
name is.
Clearly not her.
That's where we're at right now. That's what the part of the that's the part of the conspiracy theory right now is body double, right? There's a lot of people saying that it was an obviously a staged video that she has a body double now, etc. So, but apparently the UK people are not British people are not concerned at all. They're just like fucking just days, but Americans have really like taken off with this conspiracy. So
Because the thing is, well, TikTok is the reason why, right? But it's also like,
we just don't have anything else that we want to
know,
focus on
we
here,
don't have
dude.
anything. There's nothing going on where we can be like, yeah, maybe we should
Old
focus on
people
that.
can't see it because they're too busy on Facebook upvoting fucking AI pictures from bot accounts. God damn, if there's not a boomer thing to happen right now, it's the fucking AI takeover of Facebook currently going on. Holy shit, that's so funny to me. But
Didn't it feel okay? Like, listen, I know that like AI's been in the news for a hot minute, but didn't it feel like it was a sudden thing? It was like one day we wake up and then like everyone's doing the like the little AI.
absolutely, yeah. I see what you're
Like,
saying, yeah.
it kind of came out of nowhere. And like, the thing is, I'm gonna be honest with you, all right? My stance on AI is you could probably get what my stance is, but we can push back on it. We can protest it. We can do all these things. But the thing is that it's already here and there's nothing that we're going to be able to do to stop it.
Oh, no,
And
yeah.
this is just them doing a slow rollout.
It's not, and, it's not even slow, dude. It's like, it's here now.
Well, it is slow because it's not like all at once where, like, you know, first it's like, hey, we're going to release this program and let the citizens have this fancy cool thing where they can put in a prompt and they can make these cool video, these little cool images. And like, that's just like, again, it's been a trickle effect. And it's just like, there's no way this ends up being a good thing in 5 years. I mean, the internet within a year for what's today. It's the end of March. We'll do March, by the way, flown by, absolutely flown by.
Where's March Madness? You know,
it's right now. It's right now.
We're 20 days into it right now.
Right now.
Jesus Christ, dude. I didn't even know. It's just,
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the week this podcast comes out, and then next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then championship. Anyways, within a year, the internet will be unusable. I think you're seeing, like, we're still gonna be able to use it for Google and like things that we do, but I mean, like, there will be no images left on the internet that are not AI generated.
Everybody laughed at me when I said last year that I think that a bunch of articles are all AI written, right? That anytime you have this, like, oh, I wonder how many raccoons I could fit in my asshole. Like, and there's a web page for it. Somebody's already got a web page set up for it. It's in perfect font and everything. Like, I think that it's already been implemented into our lives. Everybody laughed at me. It's like, Jacob, you're just being crazy, right? AI is not going to take over like this. But now you got people who are liking pictures of shrimp Jesus, okay? Of crab Jesus, right?
That's and
honestly,
cool,
I'm honestly, I am growing more and more comfortable with the idea that Jesus comes back as an animal, right? That he comes back as some form of like shrimp god or crab god or seahorse god. And I'm 100%, I'm here for it. You show me that your god is a literal shrimp man, signing up for your religion. Signing up for it, I'm like, I'm praying to shrimp Jesus every night that I go to bed because I think it's fucking hilarious. And it's you know, because we need that. I think that that's a good cultural shift.
I don't think anyone laughed at you, by the way.
Everybody did, dude. I got so many comments on our YouTube videos, our Twitch chat. Everybody was like, Jacob, you're so fucking stupid. AI is not that big of a deal, right? And here we are today.
No one ever said that.
I got so much hate. I got so many hate comments. So, you know?
No one said that.
Here we are. You're welcome, everybody. I warned you. You had ample opportunity.
Oh, I think I'm done.
Yeah, dude. I think that we've had too much fun. We can't even do a top five. We'll do two top fives next week because this is too much fun.
We'll take a week off. It's fine. We'll talk about these other things later.
Yeah.